Second night. We're live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just by a raise of hands, it'll just be helpful for me to know this now. How many people got through like the couple of lines on Beis HaMibes? Bechein Begina? Did everyone get through it? Yeah? More or less? More or less.
Wow.
What did you guys get through?
We chilled.
Okay, fine. How many people chilled? Okay, so we also have a... Okay, that's also helpful for me to know. So, like, seriously. Okay, so let's just say this. I'm going to throw out a question to the tzibur over here. See what people have to say from seeing the Gemara. So, with respect, let's say, right now, to a chatzer and a gina, which of the two venues, needs a wall more? Okay, okay, JJ.
It sounds like, according to at least the second mandamar of the sheet, first mandamar sheet.
So let's go first. What is the kind of what is the difficulty? What's the challenge in answering that question? A little bit.
What is there?
Like, how do we not know? How, like?
What is there wall there to prevent?
Okay, good. In other words, like, depending on the reason for the wall.
The nature of the issue is different for either of them. Or at least one can include, like, something that the other one that doesn't necessarily include.
Right, good.
To answer the question.
No, this is good. When I asked this, I didn't have anything in mind, but... Yeah, but what, in terms of primary evidence, like, what's, like, a little bit the problem?
Is Hezek Rishmei Hezek Elashmei?
Good. So, in the end of the day, we paskin Hezek Rishmei Hezek. The problem is a little bit, the Man Damer Hezek Rishmei Hezek suggested a raya to prove that you do need to build a wall in a chatzer based on Gina. The Man Damer Elashmei responded and said, you can't bring me no proof, from Gina to chatzer. And explains how kind of he can justify that. But we don't know in the end of the day, what the Shita of Manda Amar Shmei Hezek really thinks about all of that. Does the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek, there are kind of two ways from the silence, the ambivalence of the Gemara to interpret what exactly the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek will do with the evidence rallied against him from the Manda Amar Lav Shmei Hezek. Everyone with me so far? The Man Damer Shmei Hezek could either say, you know what, Mr. Lav Shmei Hezek, totally makes sense. Gina has the serious concern of Ayin Hara. So I can understand why the Mishnah might require you to build a Kosel Dalat Amos by Gina. Nevertheless, even though it's not as bad as Gina, says the Man Damer Shmei Hezek to Mr. Lav Shmei Hezek, I still think at the end of the day, Chatzer certainly deserves a wall too. Even if not as much as the Mander Lav Shmei Hezek. So it seems like people, that's one way to read the silence in the end of the Gemara. So it seems like people saw some of the Makoros. So who kind of makes that argument? There's not only one answer, which is a good thing usually for the audience. Who makes that argument? That the Mander Amar Shmei Hezek thinks Gina is worse, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean Chatzer doesn't deserve a wall either. I'll give you a hint. So I actually don't think it's a Shita. I don't think it's a Shita Mikubetzes. We'll get to the Shita. The Yad Rama is fair. Again, according to the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek, Gina is worse. But nevertheless, you need a wall in Chatzer. That is not what the Shita Mikubetza says. Is that Chatzer is worse? Okay. The Yad Rama, I like. Who said Yad Rama?
I said it first.
Okay, so the Yad Rama, I'm open to, Sammy. We'll see the Yad Rama inside in just a minute. But I think there's even a clearer. There's two really, really clear Shitas that say this. There's one that's like black on white, which I understand people didn't get to. No, not the Yushalmi Arishon. Who has a first name?
Is it the Rashba?
So the Rashba's antagonist says it, but not the Rashba. You guys, just for the record, let's just appreciate what happened here. I said that when there are multiple answers, you can't really go wrong. Oh, thank you. Oh. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, Zach, exactly. Rabbeinu Yonah, let's look inside for a minute, is black on white, explicit. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but I understand, people probably didn't get to Rabbeinu Yonah, I put it a little bit late in the Makor Roshi. Rabbeinu Yonah says, on the second side, I didn't put page numbers, but on the second side, oh, it's actually not that far in the Gimel, source number, the first source on the second side of the first page, basically says as follows. Zach, you know, we'll volunteer you, because you said. So Rabbeinu Yonah, basically, let's pick up in Rabbeinu Yonah, trying to figure out where to pick up. Let's just... Okay, let's just pick up from the bold. Let's pick up from the bold. Everyone see the bold in Rabbeinu Yonah? So what question is Rabbeinu Yonah dealing with? Not exactly the question we're focused on now, so I don't want to get too sidetracked. But do you know what question Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing with? You're not sure. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing with a really cool question. A very important question. This question is actually why we're doing, primarily at least, why we're doing this topic now. But I'll explain that more when we get to it in its proper time. But what the question he's dealing with there is, what happens if people, if like communities decide they're not going to be makbid on Hezekiah?
It's just not.
Okay, yeah, you're a Rashba guy, we know.
No.
Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't think that. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks the opposite, okay? It's crazy. We'll have to explain Rabbeinu Yonah. We can't just say he's crazy. But Rabbeinu Yonah basically opened. Rabbeinu Yonah is the Rebbe of the Rashba. He asked the question before the Rashba. And the Rashba, in a lot of ways, that's why I say protagonist and antagonist, they really are the main players here. He wonders, can a community decide to do that? And he answers basically in the affirmative that yes, they can. They can do that in a case, and community can decide that in courtyards, in chatzeros, to not be makbid about Hezekiah, and therefore not require the two parties to build a wall. So his raya for that... What?
They can't do that.
Because maybe Hezekiah is different than Lashon Hara.
Why?
Oh, that's our question. Good. We're not up to it right now. But that is our question. Keep that. Don't forget about that question. Why is Hezekiah different than Lashon Hara? Good. But apparently he assumes they can. Now, what's his raya that in a chatzer, you can decide kind of to be, the community could be mochalit? So his raya is actually from Gina, that in a Gina you could be mochalit. So therefore, in a chatzar, you could be mochalit as well. The community can. Because the community. So how do we know? Again, how do we know that in a gina you can, you know, b'makom shenagu lo livnos? That's okay. The Mishnah basically says that, and the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph explains that. Oh, so we have rayas for gina, but how do we know that just because it's true in gina, that will also be true in chatzar? That is basically what Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing with. So now you see where we're getting to the question we're dealing with now. So picking up now with the bold, Aval b'makom, he's talking about a chatzer right now. Aval b'makom, Zach. I even put an IE for everybody. Shelo livnos. That wasn't him.
Shelo
livnos. She'in makbidin al hezekriya. Listen, Sammy. Ain.
Ain
machayim rotzo livnos. Ella. Listen, the guy is crying. He's not happy about it. Okay, so build it in your own property. And what's his raya? Yeah, the minhag ha'makom is to not build a wall.
Yeah,
you can get rid of it. Write it out of the books. Okay, so what's his raya? Ukid dekam alon begina. Afagav. Mishum hezekriya. But the question is, if you know it by gina, does that mean you know it by chatzer? That would seem to turn on the question we're dealing with right now. Is gina more chamor lemaskana? Is gina more chamor than chatzer, or less chamor? If Rabbeinu Yonah is going to bring a raya from gina, say it, Zach. Oh, so who is the shita that says lemaskana? Our first way of reading the Gemara that gina is more chamor. Ah, but let's just read it inside. Exactly. Ubi Gemara, one more second. Ubi Gemara. Right, the Gemara brought a raya The Gemara brought a raya from Gina that in Gina you have to build a wall. Therefore, in Chatzar you have to build a wall.
Because even
but then it said, right, even the Man D'Amar Lav Shmei Hezek says you need to build a wall in Gina. Kal V'chomer, the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek, is going to say that Gina's Chamur. He's Modi B'Gina. So therefore, the Gina is going to be more Chamur, basically, than Chatzar. And nevertheless, Chatzar, you still need to build a wall. But Gina is more Chamur. So if you can basically write it out of the bylaws, the community standards, by Gina, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kol Shekein, right? By Gina, which is Kol Shekein, from Gina, which is Yoser Chamur, to Chatzar, which is more Kal. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is black on white, that we can learn from the Man D'Amar Lav Shmei Hezek, perspective of Gina, to the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek's perspective of Gina as well. But less clear, yeah, Sammy.
If Rashi rolls the other way, then it makes it seem like Rashi would say there's no point in the Gemara even saying Mitzvah Gemara.
I don't follow.
If Rashi is saying, oh no, you can't just say like, oh.
You can't get rid of it, yeah.
You can't get rid of it because the community doesn't hold by it. So then what's the point of Mitzvah Gemara? What's the point of having it with Mitzvah Gemara?
You're asking a kasha on the Rashi. Okay, we'll have to see when we get to it. Now you have two questions we're going to hold you responsible for. Lashon Hara and how Minhag seems to play effect. But I'll leave you with this because I don't want to leave you totally hanging. Does the Mishnah really ever mention Minhag when it comes to building a wall in the first place by Chatzar?
No.
We've alluded to this. Only by Gina and by Bika. In Gina, you build a wall where the minhag hamakom is to do so. But by Chatzar, it says that the minhag hamakom tells you what material to use, but not whether or not you have to build a wall in the first place. Maybe that's not open to minhag. You have no choice. You have to build a wall. That is actually one of the Rashba's. You know, he kind of takes what you said and throws it right back at you. That's like his biggest raya, actually, that in Chatzar, it's not subject to minhag. Cultures can't do away, societies, Jewish ones, can't do away with it at all.
Or is it that you don't need?
So we'll get back to the Rashi of Rabbeinu Yonah for another time, but for now, what we need of Rabbeinu Yonah is that even Lemaskana, Gina is Yoser Chamer Michatzer. That's black on white. What's less explicit, but again, when you read it, it's pretty clear, is Tosfos Bezim Abez. We mentioned it last time for those who were here. That Tosfos seem to think that Kol Shekein, if you say you need a wall in Chatzer, for sure you need it in Gina. And that actually brings them to a really interesting question. If Gina is more Chamer than Chatzar, he doesn't know how the Man D'Amar Shmei Hezek reads the Mishnah. Because Tosfos say, what is the Mishnah doing? The Mishnah says, you have to build a wall in a Chatzar. Okay. V'chein, and you even have to build a wall in Gina. Also in Gina. But if Gina is more Chamer than Chatzar, so once you tell me you have to build a wall in Chatzar, why does the Mishnah have to say v'chein v'gina makom shenagu? That's Tosfos' question. Again, it's very similar to one of the Gemara's questions. What do you mean, basically, v'chein v'gina if gina is chamor? So what does Tosfos say? He says, in a chanami, it's true. Gina is more chamor, and we don't need the Mishnah, after teaching us you need it in Chatzar, to tell me that you need it in gina as well. That we know. What do you need the Mishnah for? It's fascinating. You need the Mishnah to teach that because the Hezek Re'iyah in gina is more chamor than in Chatzar, you might have thought that the wall that suffices to neutralize Hezek Re'iyah, namely Gvil V'Gazis, 3, 2.5, that wall may only work in Chatzar, but not in the more Chamor, Gina. Kamash Milan, V'chein, V'gina, you can have the same solution to the problem that you have in Chatzar. Which is a fascinating other insight. Let me just make that point now, that what you use to solve the problem is very connected to how serious we perceive the problem to be. So the maskana, even though Gina is worse, you can neutralize the problem equally, but you may have really had a havamina that for a worse Hezek Re'iyah, you need a better solution. Kamash Mala, no. But we should appreciate that havamina based on how Tosfos read the sugya. So we have Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah basically on the side that Gina is Chamer Michatzer, even Aliba de Maskana. I'll just add, but I won't explain, that the Ravan we mentioned early in the year, I think, may be of this view as well. It should be in your packets, not these, but in old ones. You should find that there. I think the Ravan also goes in that direction as well. Fine. There's another way, of course, though, of reading the Maskana. That once we conclude Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, that Manda Amar says, I totally disagree with your assumption, Mr. Manda Amar Lav Shmei Hezek. You told me that Gina has the problem of Ayin Hara, and that's why you have to build a wall, but not because Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. But I don't think that, frankly, he may even think that Ayin Hara itself doesn't justify building a wall at all. If you have to build a wall then in Gina, kind of like he initially set out to prove V'chein the Gina, if you have to build a wall in Gina, Kal V'chomer, you know, B'no Shel Kal V'chomer, you have to build a wall in Chatzar. Chatzar is much worse than Gina. The reason he thinks what he thinks is because he paskins Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. So you can't bring a proof from the Man D'Amar Lav Shmei Hezek that Gina is worse to the Shita who holds Shmei Hezek. For him, Chatzar is undoubtedly more chamor than Gina. That is the Shita, of course, of the Rashba. The Rashba we're already getting semi-acquainted with. The Rashba, therefore, is able to say, even though you have proof from Gina that a society, you know, who doesn't want to observe it doesn't need to, that's no proof for Chatzar because, Sammy, Chatzar is a totally different ballgame. That is the Shita of the Rashba. That is the second way of understanding the off-script Maskanas HaGemara, the Amad Amar we paskin like Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. In cahoots, kind of with the Rashba, is probably the Shita of the Rambam, just for people's, you know, people keeping track. It's probably the Rambam and others as well. That's in terms of the Gemara itself. So now let me get back to the question I opened with, although we already answered it half of the way. Now let's kind of, you know, finish it off. So, what svara, you know, JJ, what svara might it be, what svara might dictate which one of these two approaches that you take? In other words, why would you say that Hezek Re'iya, let me not say Hezek Re'iya, why would you say that there's more pressure to build a wall in Gina, more than Chatzar, even though you also need it in Chatzar, let's remember, and why would you say the other side, that there's more pressure to require a wall in Chatzar as opposed to Gina? What would the svara be? Leo?
I pass it on?
Yeah, you could pass it on.
I mean, like, at least for one way, at least for Gina, it sounds like...
Default, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least, for Gina, we'd probably say that since it has already similar qualities to Chatzar plus some of these other, you know...
So what motivates the building of the wall? Let's get to the, right?
Let's say...
What problem?
Ayin Hara.
Let's say it's Ayin Hara. Let's take that, right? Let's say it's Ayin Hara. Let's say it's Ayin Hara, right? So if you think the main problem, or the only problem, right, that justifies building a wall is Ayin Hara, then you'll probably say what about the hierarchy?
That
Gina is worse. Oh, which is why that's why, by the way, I said the Ra'avan. People should remember that the Ra'avan Shita is that all Hezek Re'iya is Ayin Hara. Right? Giri delay. What was his lashon? Eina bisha mikla kali. It kind of destroys everything in its path. You're like, you're shooting lasers with your eyes. So for him, you know, the likelihood of Gina being chamer. Gina is, remember, after all, the thing about which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ava, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Asr l'adam lamod b'sad chavero b'shah shiomedes b'kamoseh. That's Ayin Hara. That's probably what Tosos have in mind, I'm guessing. That's probably what I assume, at a minimum, Rabbeinu Yonah has in mind. It doesn't need to be. But default, you're only going to say Gina is worse, most likely, if you perceive the overwhelming, you know, or, you know, predominant issue to be Ayin Hara. Good. Ad kedei kach, let me just dwell on this for a minute more. I think that's what Tosos have a really interesting additional question, because they perceive, at least the way I'm explaining it, they don't say this explicitly, but because they perceive the basis for the wall as Ayin Hara, they actually have a really interesting question. We've so far been talking about Chatzar and Gina. But Tosos, some of the guys, we were talking about this earlier, Tosos say, you know, what about Bikka? We're leaving Bikka, you know, in the dust. But Bikka, let's remember, Bikka, according to the way the Gemara, you know, parses the Mishnah, Bikka, even in a Stam case, not only where they decide they don't want it, but even if two people, you know, own different sides of a Bikka, They don't, in a regular case, they don't need to build a wall. That's the Gemara says. Only in Makom Shenagu, where that's the prevailing practice, that's when you build it. But default, Stam, you don't need to. But why not? Is there no fear of Ayin Hara in Bika either? Presumably there is. Presumably a Sadeh, Aser Lamod B'Sadeh Chavero, that should include at least a Bika as well, not only a Gina. So how do you explain why there's no Chiyuv to build a wall in Bika? Now we're getting a third, you know, the Bika question in also, which is important. So all different explanations are raised, you know, by are suggested by the Rishonim. Tosfos here give the answer. Let's read it. Let's have someone read it. Leo, you have a Gemara? Okay, so let's get you a Gemara. Someone get him a Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tosfos,
I'll help you with it, okay? I'll help you through it.
I appreciate that.
Bez v'bez? Yeah, Tosfos Bez v'bez. In Tosfos Gina Shiny. Or Michael will help you. Michael helps everybody. No, so not from the beginning. Let's skip. I'm going to make it easier. Actually, no, you were right. Look at me. You're 100% right. That's exactly where you should have started. V'im Tomar. So what's this question? If it's about, if Ayin Hara mandates that you build a wall, what's the question? Therefore,
also
by a field, not only in a gina and in a chatzer, or in a gina, you know, a garden, but even in a field. So why do we find, why is the evidence that there's no chiv to build a wall in a field? So what do Tosos answer? This is one of the answers of many. So in a gina, what happens? You grow things in it all the time for your sustenance. So obviously it needs to be in operation, you know, 24 hours a day, 12 months a year. 7 days a week, I skipped that, but yeah. Bekamosea. And therefore all the time, it's omeid bekamosea. It's susceptible, therefore, to... What's it susceptible to? It has Ayin Hara. Right. Ligdor aval. Perfect, good, that's it. But in a bika, what's the story? What's this bika only is used once a month out of the year? So therefore, even though it's usher, you don't have to build a wall. That's the answer. But that all again is within the perspective that Ayin Hara is motivating the chi of Binyan Hakosel to begin with. There's another answer. I'll just. No, but that doesn't mean you have to build a wall that's going to stand 12 months out of the year. It just, in the balance sheet, it doesn't seem to be so fair. But there's another explanation I'll just mention. I think you may even have it, of the Shita Mekubetzes. There are many answers. You can look at the Ramban on Daf Dalet. There are some really interesting insights, basically, about Ayin Hara, because if we could appreciate what Tosfos is saying, they're saying, you know, the Ayin Hara is not as constant, let's say, in Bika as it is in Gina. The Shita Mekubetzes makes a point that in a Gina, he doesn't make the distinction that Tosfos makes, but he says that in a gina, there are all types of varieties of food, of vegetables and fruits and produce. So there, where there's the variety, you know, it's more likely to attract people's eyes. It's also more likely sha'ayin sholetes bahen, that there'll be more damage from ayin hara in a gina, a variety, than in a sadeh, which just usually has one species. It's not that exciting. People don't look at it as much, and apparently the way Ayin Hara works is the damage isn't as terrible when, you know, you're more modest about the variety of produce that you have. So therefore in Bika, there isn't really an Ayin Hara concern at all, actually. Whereas in Gina, in Bika there isn't, but in Gina there is. Yeah, JJ. That's the second answer.
But just to clarify the way Tosfos is conceptualizing Ayin Hara in Bika, even if there is any thought. But it sounds like he's going. It sounds like he's taking like the actual literal meaning of the Gemara, which is Steb Kamata, and is he disregarding any other possible, you know, interpretation of that beside like I know, like are we Maybe I'm just confused about like, the actual nature about Ayahara. Maybe that all it's referring to is Steva Kamata, and it's not, its purview is anything more than that. So is Tosos implying that?
Right, I think Ayahara seems to be where you're damaging someone's property by looking at it.
Only
when it's the field is it has its produce could you possibly damage him with iron art.
We're only talking about this agriculturally. We're not saying it's
personal. Yeah, exactly.
In terms of like animals grazing, let's say, or something like that. It's not
like damaging animals.
I guess.
I don't think we're speaking about it from that perspective. 100%. Thank you for the clarification. So this is all again within this first perspective, this first group that perceives the overriding concern as an ayin hara concern, and therefore, let's say, gina, is more chamor than chatzer. Then we have that side bika issue within that, which is very important as well. The other perspective, of course, would be what? To say that chatzer is worse than gina, what would the basis for the chiyuv pinin hakosa be? Not ayin hara, but something more like hezekriya. But let's explain that. What do we mean by hezekriya here? Probably tznius. In other words, let's now think about, our courtyard and our garden. In a garden, people, sharecroppers, farmers, owners probably spend some time out there, but they're there for a particular purpose. They're there to take care of the vegetables and the stuff but they're not necessarily doing private things there. They also may not be spending, certain types of quality time out in their gina, even if it's a gina that's close to home. But in a chatzer, let's remember the first Rashi in Baba Basra. Rashi points out, when the Mishnah is speaking about chatzeros, that chatzeros sheshanu chachamim are the ones lifnei habatim, they're right in front of the home. Virov tashmishan b'chatzer. Most of people's tashmishin, the way they live their lives, which hopefully is a life of quality and meaning, doing all sorts of important things, private things, personal things. That's how people spend their time, in a chatzer. So it's very possible to say that the potential downside of invading someone's privacy by a chatzer is qualitatively worse than it is in a gina. There is no necessarily even a concept, perhaps, of privacy in a gina, at least not on a considerable level to match what is necessary in a chatzer. Right? We just came off of the holiday of Hanukkah. And in Hanukkah, one of the shita is probably, at least according to Rashi and the Rambam, is that where do you put your menorah? For Tosos, if you live in a courtyard with many different homes, fascinating for Tosos, you all together put a menorah on the outside of the courtyard, from the courtyard into the Rosh HaRabbit. That's the din of Ner Yeshu Beso. Your chatzer is an extension, practically, of your home. And for Rashi, you accomplish Persume Nisa by putting it outside of your home into the courtyard for all the B'nai, B'nai HaChatzer. The courtyard is very much like an extension of the home. Rov Tashmish. So the fact that there would be a higher level that we're very sensitive to Hezekriya, to privacy, Masha Inkein Bagina, is very, very reasonable. Yes, Sammy. Well, we could do, if it's 30 seconds, you can add some Chanukah.
Don't we say that there's no Persume Nisa in Rosh HaRabbah? So how would those make sense?
What do you mean there's no Persume Nisa? Of course there is. In Rosh HaRabbah? That's exactly where there is Persume Nisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mishpura says, it's like nowadays for the Nabai.
Right, but I'm saying Persume Nisa in the optimal... No. You're asking a really good question. We actually discussed this a little bit this year in the Hanukkah topic. But there's a certain, obviously, a charm to the idea of like publicize to your family first. Especially now, the more we live in a changing and fast-paced world, it's more important to solidify the home than it is, to project outwards into the Rosh HaRabbah. But the ideal, not to get too far afield, but the ideal for Persume Nisa, of course, is to the masses. To the Rosh HaRabbah. And that is what the Gemara says, mitzvah lahanicha al pischei habatim. To the Rosh HaRabbah. Okay. So it totally makes sense that chatzer, in terms of Hezekriya, and the tzniusa element, the bilam element, is much worse than in gina. And that's how you would explain, if the reason for the wall is exclusively or primarily tzniusa, why chatzer would be worse than gina. However, I should just add, that is probably your where you'd lean. That's like the default. But things could get a little bit more complicated, because until now, these two perspectives are basically polarized. We're basically saying it's only about Ayin Hara, and it's only about Hezek Ri'ya. When I say Hezek Ri'ya now, I'm just going to mean Snusa here. But although, again, as I said before, defining that term itself is really part of the question, because Hezek Ri'ya might itself just be Ayin Hara. Okay. So we find in some of the Rishonim, I mentioned just two here on the source sheet, but we find in the Rishonim that it isn't so clear, you know, that it's a complete diametrically opposed Gina and Chatzer. That Gina, there's only Ayin Hara, no Hezek Ri'ya, and in Chatzer, you know, it's all Hezek Ri'ya. Who says that? Now we can go back. People said it earlier. So the Shittim Kubetzes. Before we get to the Shittim Kubetzes, though, so the Yad Ramah basically says that Limaskana, the Manda Amar, who holds Hezek Ri'ya Shmei Hezek, thinks that there's also Hezek Ri'ya in Agina. Now that's very complicated.
Why is that?
If there's Hezek Ri'ya in Agina also,
why would there be a
pickup? Number one. No, we're saying Hezek Ri'ya is not Ayin Hara. We're saying the Yad Ramah, let me just say it in different terms. The Yad Ramah concludes that there is a problem of tznius in Agina also. So the Yad Ramah says in source number, the second source I think we have on the sheet, or the first or second source, basically says, let's just the bowl, perfect. V'leisa l'hai taima, tahu l'taima demanda amar Hezek Ri'ya lo shmei Hezek ka'amrina. Gina being worse and being about Ayin Hara is only true, and therefore not a raya to Chatzer, is only true for the Manda Amar La Shmehezek. But what about the Manda Amar Shmehezek? Our question. Ela taima de Gina mishum Hezek Ri'iyahu. De Gina nami avida ledira ubayi nami ubaya tzniusa. Gina also couldn't be somehow used for a dira, for a dwelling place, or at least for hanging out, right? Dira doesn't need to be living there, sleeping there. But it could be a place people spend quality time. And therefore it also needs tznius. Aliba de maskana. So if that's the case, we're now left with like a preponderance a little bit. Which is, okay, so now that Gina also needs, you know, tznius and avida ledira, so then how do you go about deciding which one needs a wall more, Gina or Chatzer? So again, you might still say because we made the argument so well, I'm a little bit influenced by the Rambam, which is why I explained Chatzer and Gina the way I did. We'll see the Rambam soon. But you have a problem that if both are about Tznius and both are about Hezek Ri'ya, who's to say that Gina's Hezek Ri'ya isn't just as bad? I'm not going to say it's worse, but maybe just as bad as that of Chatzer. They both need Tznius. So we're kind of left a little bit by the wayside.
When you look back to what you saw, like the tummy, like the constant, because you're using your Chatzer always, which the Gina, there's...
That's certainly something to point to.
If you look at the Lashon Hashiv, the Wetzes, he says, Mishtash Mitoch, like, stops.
So let's go to the Shidu Kubetzes. So in assessing this question, now our question is a little bit more difficult. Because it's not just a battle between Hezek Ri'ya and Hezek Ri'ya and Ayin Hara, but it's a battle within Hezek Ri'ya. It's a competition for which Hezek Ri'ya is worse. Now why is that important for us? Because it forces us to define what the real problem of Hezek Ri'ya is. That's, of course, we're very interested in. That's why this middle kind of Shita and the Shidu Kubetzes is so good. So the Shita Kubetzes, as you correctly pointed out, says that it's fascinating. In Gina, the deck is stacked. In Gina, you have not only one factor, but two. You have Ayin Hara, and you have Hezek Ri'ya, and both of those should justify being in Hakosel. But in Hezek Ri'ya, all you have is the little, I shouldn't say measly, because it's not so small, but you have the small factor of Hezek Ri'ya. So shouldn't it be that two, you know, we've all know basic math, two always beats one. Ah. But what does the Shidu Kubetzes conclude for the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek? That somehow the one, the level, the quality of the one factor of Hezek Ri'ya and Chatzer, you know, surmounts the two, Ayin Hara, and even the Hezek Ri'ya of Gina, quality over quantity, as they say. Because why? As you said, Zach. Because in a chatzer, let's read the bold. Michael. Uman desfirle de hezek riyash me hezek adaraba.
Uman desfirle de hezek riyash me hezek adaraba. Chatzer hadifa mina. Kevin de ika tashmish tuva. Umili ditzniusa.
There's tashmish tuva. Sounds like a lot like Rashi. Umili ditzniusa yoser. So not only do you use it more frequently for things, but there's a greater need for privacy. Those are two different things. They're very connected, obviously. But you do use it a lot for a lot of things. And also those things, the quality needed for those things, needs greater amounts of privacy. As opposed to Gina, Afagav, Delays Beg Nami. Oh, that's the Shita Mikubetzis. Yeah.
Just to clarify, Gina has two, meaning has Gina Bisha and a lower level
of needs of privacy. Because it's also Avi Diladira
and that gets trumped by the greater need.
Right. So even within Hezek Rio, we're kind of now seeing a push and pull from one, you know, to the other. So you could kind of look at those now, you know, as three perspectives towards assessing the question of which one is worse. Chatzer, or Gina, which one needs a wall more? But the truth is, once this is the case, you know, now you can kind of wonder if this is what all the Rishonim are wondering about. Not that there's a clear, absolute dichotomy between Ayin Hara and Hezek Riya, but maybe there's an internal analysis as to within, let's say, Ayin Hara, or within Hezek Riya, which one has more Hezek Riya than the other. And that is a really neat way of thinking about our sugya, but also in terms of being forced to define very carefully and clearly what the nature of Hezek Riya is really all about, such that it will be worse, let's say, in Chatzer. Or maybe, I don't think you find anyone that says this, but that it would be worse even in Gina. Ah. Good. That's one. But now the question is, and we don't have time to do this more, is like, this is really, really important conceptually to understand why you need to build a wall. But l'may nafka mina. At the end of the day, we paskin that both in a regular Gina and in a regular Chatzer, what's the halacha, Sammy? You have to build a wall. So you have to build a wall in both cases. So Maishna, who cares which is worse, which is better?
What kind of wall?
In addition to the conceptual part, which is, oh, what did Moshe just say? What do you mean? What kind of wall? What do you mean? Okay, but again, even there, okay, good, like Tosos. And what?
How high?
How high? How high you build the wall should depend on this question?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, Sammy?
It shouldn't.
Right, you need Dalet Amos, no? And Dalet Amos is this year for Hezek Riya. So why is Moshe saying maybe there's a nafka mina between the height that the wall needs to be, mitchila?
Maybe the wall falls or
something? I need sources.
The Rambam.
The Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim, paskins, that the wall of a gina needs to be how high, Sammy? Tell me, you have to find the Rambam and tell me. Give me, I want the quotation, Baal Peh, what he says. The Rambam, I'll give you a hint.
I got it.
There are a lot of halachos. It's Perek Beis. You'll find it in halacha. Tes Zayin. It's like the first line. Kama gova hakosel. So that's by a chatzer. Then he says, it's the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam thinks the wall in a gina only needs to be 10 tefachim. That is going to be one. That's potentially. So wait, one second. So that is one potential nafkamina between the reason, perhaps, the nature of the difference between chatzer and gina. As far as our question of Binyan HaKosel, that is only though a nafka mina for the shita of the Rambam.
Oh, is it because?
But there's another nafka mina as well. There's another nafka mina about the reason for building the wall as well. That is a bigger, that has more. What? You're trying to explain the Rambam already? Okay, no, we're not going to try to explain the Rambam right now. We don't have so much time. You have to finish by, if you can finish by 9 o'clock, then you can say what you want to say. But I don't think you can. I have to unpack that. What?
Isn't that really easy to see over anyways?
Yeah, like what does 10 Tefachim even do?
It's a symbolic?
But again, the Mishnah told us you have to build a wall in Gina. There's no, you can't deny that. But the Shaila is, basically, in order to solve the problem that Mechayev you to build a wall in the first place, what kind of wall do you really need? So again, all Rishonim except the Rambam assume it's a Kosel Dal Anamos. We don't find any other evidence. The Rambam is a Chiddush. The Magen Mishnah tries to explain it. He quotes the Tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam himself kinds of explain it. We'll see that all next time. That's going to be one afkamina, at least for the Rambam, maybe. But why it matters, why this question matters, in addition to just knowing the reason to build a wall in Chatzar and Gina, respectively, that's an afkamina also that may result, actually, from how you perceive the need for the wall in both those cases. But there's another afkamina. Sammy, I'll ask you again. Because it's something we actually discussed today before. What? What do you mean by Bika? You're saying you wouldn't even have a question by Bika because if the problem is really Hezek. Okay, that's fine. Okay. But Bika, everyone agrees. There's no, you can't disagree. Everyone holds that by Bika. There's no wall. In a regular case. There's one nafkamina. And then we'll end when we get this. What? What about a place which chooses that they don't want to be makbid about Hezek here?
They can't do that.
Oh. If you think that Gina is much worse,
then you can't do it.
Well, we know for sure in Gina that you can do this. The Gemara is in Mefurash. Okay? The Gemara is Mefurash in the Bavli, at least, that you're allowed to do this in Gina. Minog HaMakom Shelo Livnos is effective. But if you think Chatzar is not as big of a problem as Gina, then you'll be able to do it in Chatzar as well. Chatzar we don't have evidence for. But if you think that the problem in Chatzar is much worse, you have no raya from Gina, and therefore in a minhag hamakom, let's go like Sammy, right? In a minhag makom shenagu shelo livnos, you're gonna be able to force the guy nonetheless. That is the second, really the first, I should say, nafkamina, of which we end up deciding to be worse. Let me just finish with one point, kind of like a cliffhanger. The makom shenagu shelo livnos, is really, I don't want to sacrifice the rest of the sugya for this, but I want to emphasize and highlight its importance to us. The question of whether or not you can force someone in a cult, whether a community, a Jewish community or culture or society can decide to write out hezekiah of their bylaws, is literally a hemshech of everything we've been discussing. We started by asking, how bad is Hezekiah? Hezekiah is giri delay. It can force people to have to dig into their bank account to pay money for a wall. And then we asked, if Hezekiah is so bad, what happens in a case of chazaka? What happens when there's a Hezekiah threat and I'm quiet about it and I say nothing? Can we interpret his acquiescence, his silence, as acquiescence? Can, and we basically had a machlokas rishonim, depending on the nature, the specific hezekiah being spoken about. That was one case. There you might say, okay, if he says nothing explicitly, maybe you just can't prove, it's just not going to work, hezekiah stands in place. Then we ask the next level, not where he's quiet about it, but he's explicitly mochel. We're not trying to interpret his saying of nothing. But we're trying to understand whether or not if he explicitly says you can have this thing that damages me with hezekiah, what about that case? And there we saw, I'll explain this more next time, but there we saw that there were Rishonim who said even when it came to chazaka, it's not going to work. You can't get rid of hezekiah. When it comes to explicitly giving it away, you can give it away because you're explicit about it. Now we're asking another question that was just part of this. What happens, not where it's about individuals being silent, or between each one another, between neighbors saying, I'm okay with this. What happens if an entire community decides, we don't care about this? Are they beholden to the norms of the community? Can the community do that? And you might say it's better because the whole community is deciding not to do it, so maybe we're just like writing out, we're forgetting about hezekiah in the first place. But you might say it's actually worse because it's one thing for two individuals on a private level between one another just to say, okay, it's not a big deal for us. But to say that an entire Jewish community is going to get rid of Hezek Re'iyah, right, Sammy? E'afshar. So we'll pick up with that question in Mirtz Hashem next time.